Welcome to AM Best Audio.
The Loyalty Indicator and Shopping Trends Report from J.D. Power and TransUnion highlights trends in the insurance shopping, switching, and customer loyalty areas. With the Q1 2025 results now in, the data reveals some nuanced shifts across insurance lines that could have significant implications for growth strategies, underwriting, and customer engagement in the months ahead. I'm John Weber for AM Best Audio, and I'm speaking today to Stephen Crutzen, Managing Director in Insurance Business Intelligence for J.D. Power. Stephen, as always, a pleasure to speak with you.
Yeah, likewise, John. Happy to be here today.
So, Stephen, let's start with the big picture. What do first quarter elevated shopping rates for auto insurance tell us about the current state of consumer behavior, and how should insurers be interpreting the flat switching rate in that context?
Yeah, great question. I think what the shopping behavior is showing us is now we're 9 months into some reprieve in rate taking, where if you think about the beginning of 2024, we saw historic rate taking for what's going on 3 years. By the end of 2024, we saw the average rate taking across personal lines auto in the low single digits. That really started to turn around the middle point last year. So now we're 9 months into that breather or that reprieve on rate taking, which means some consumers are able to find lower premiums. We're now 9 months again into people going out and shopping and finding those lower premiums. If you think about the 3 years of pent-up demand to switch because they saw their premium going up, our data showed they were shopping but not switching that much over the last few years because they couldn't find a lower premium. The switch rates really started to spike in Q3 and Q4 of last year because of that lesser rate activity. People could find lower premiums. So it looks like some of that pent-up demand is just flushing its way through the system right now, where in Q1 of this year, you didn't see a further spike in switching because the people that had spent 3 years looking, they found that lower premium either late last year or early this year, and there's not as much switching left with those people. The ones that are going to be able to find a lower premium kind of already have. But that doesn't mean people are giving up on shopping. They're still out there trying to find a lower premium. What that means for carriers is we're seeing ad spend skyrocketing after 3 years of decreases in ad spend. They're back out into growth mode. They're aggressively seeking new customers. They're also trying to find the highest value customers they can find. The customers are going to be most likely to be retained, write multiple policies with them, present less risk to them. Those customers are being coveted by all their competitors. So I think what insurers are going to keep in mind is as shopping is progressing at a high rate right now, are you working on retaining the best of your book of business?
A homeowner's insurance shows a relatively stable pattern. What signals should carriers take from this about consumer loyalty, and how might ongoing rate increases and profitability pressures influence shopping behavior in the near future?
Yeah, exactly. Homeowner's insurance, we're not seeing nearly as much volatility in shopping or switching there as we've seen in the last few years in auto. It's a less engaged segment than auto. You think about the average consumer, they're paying less on their home premium than they're on their auto premium in most cases. They renew once a year versus twice a year. It's not something that they think about as much as they think about their auto insurance premium. Hence, we see less shopping there, less switching there. That being said, whereas personal lines is moving out of the hard market cycle into a softer market cycle, homeowners is not there yet. Homeowners rate taking is going to persist at least for some amount of time. So we could see enhanced shopping as we get into that second, third, fourth year of rate taking on homeowners. It's just, again, you only see a renewal once a year. You don't see that price increase hitting you in the face twice a year like you do on auto. In most households, you're paying less on home. It might even be paid through escrow, so you're not directly, for many of those consumers, seeing the price that you're paying. But after multiple years of increases, if this hard market in home persists for many more years, we might see an increase in shopping.
Customize your data experience. BestLink now offers an interactive company dashboard that provides company-level intelligence in a fast, user-friendly interface featuring interactive tables, charts, and Sparkline performance histories. Customize the dashboard tiles to prioritize the insurer ratings, data, and analytics that best support your workflow. AM Best. Our insight, your advantage.
Has that traditionally been the case, Stephen, where homeowners show less switching than auto?
Yeah, definitely less activity there than in home than in auto.
Now, renter's insurance appears to be the most stable of the three lines, with a slight dip in both shopping and switching. Do you see this segment as less price sensitive or simply less engaged overall?
Yeah, I think that if you think about the price sensitivity, the renter's premium is relatively small compared to an auto premium, especially relative to homeowners in comparison to auto. I think it is less engagement, of course. They don't have the same asset at risk. They don't have the risk mindset around insuring their home, their insuring contents, and their liability and their renter's experience. So less engagement overall, less premium being paid, so likely less price sensitivity. That being said, if somebody has a big increase on their auto premium and they're bundling renters with their auto, that might drive some shopping because they're going to be more price sensitive on the auto side of their book of business than with the renter side.
Stephen, the report mentions a shift in auto insurance back towards traditional rate making, with higher risk customers seeing higher premiums. How do you see this playing out in terms of customer retention and competitive positioning?
Yeah, as we've discussed already, the insurers moving back into growth mode, that's going to place a greater emphasis on customer retention. The larger of the insurers are going to be really hyper-focused on acquiring the best of the best of their competitors' customers. That bundled customer who has many policies, they're likely to be retained for many years when they are one. They are less price sensitive. They're happier with their insurer. They want to maintain a long-term relationship. That's the type of customer that's being looked at from your competitors, and how do we steal that customer away? So retention overall, but specifically with that high value customer, how are you going to maintain a strong relationship with that customer? And also in our other shopping work, we see that the industry has done a pretty poor job of differentiating the buying experience, the quoting and binding experience for a high value customer from their lower value counterparts. So our insurer is going to get better at figuring out who is a high value customer early in the shopping journey, differentiating the experience for that type of customer, and therefore doing a better job of winning them away from their incumbent insurer.
Looking ahead, Stephen, what key trends or shifts should insurers be preparing for as we move deeper into 2025, whether that's related to macroeconomic conditions, rate filings, or evolving consumer expectations?
Yeah, on all three fronts, evolving macroeconomic conditions are a daily thing right now with the changing story on tariffs. Obviously, insurers are paying close attention to that, given the effect that inflation had on insurers' profitability recently. If depending on what comes out of the story here with tariffs, that could have an impact on premiums. Still TBD on that. We don't know what will eventually be the tariff regime moving forward. In terms of just the general trends in the industry, there's an increased, again, focus on growth, which means retain the best that you have. Also, what we're seeing in some early signs of in the data right now is customers are really hyper-focused on seamless interactions, seamless transactions with their insurer across multiple channels. The use of digital channels continues to grow with insurance customers, whether it be a mobile app or a website. And even when it comes to shopping, all the growth recently in digital shopping has come through mobile apps. Customers really value a seamless experience across different channels, and surprisingly, they're not getting that yet from insurers. Lastly, in terms of just overall, what do we see happening in the future? I think we're going to see some challenges on retention. There's so much focus now on growth and peeling away the best of the best customers from your competitor that there's going to be some challenges to retention. I don't think we're likely to see the impacts we've seen on rates as of late coming out of tariffs. So hopefully we don't see that tariffs drive up claims costs to such an extent that we have to see double-digit premium increases. But if that were to happen, you're going to see, again, another renaissance in shopping, switching, and probably some of the cost containment issues we saw over the last few years with reduced ad spend, staffing changes at insurers. But let's all hope we don't see that coming out of any tariff conversations as they continue to progress.
And I guess we'll find out when we speak to you next quarter. Stephen Crudson, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today.
Thank you. Anytime.
That was Stephen Crudson, Managing Director in Insurance Business Intelligence for J.D. Power. And I'm John Weber for AM Best Audio.
Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV,
AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200, extension 5399, and have a great day.